Hello, hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Welcome, welcome. This is the Nova Convo podcast. This is... Oh, I miss Fred. Holy shit. It's been so long since we did this kind of episode. I almost did the old intro.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, but I'm Harrison, and I messed up that. And I'm joined by Veronica Bo. She's right over there.
Oh, no. What
Dude,
a way.
Regression is crazy.
It really is.
We've been doing the other episodes for a while. Oh, okay. Sure. But we just want an excuse to talk about anything that ranges from anime to comics, more anime right now, but really just to clean up our never-ending backlog, but that's not happening. This is more stuff. This is not us cleaning up our backlog. But really, some would say, Veronica, we are conversing.
Wow. Like Novo Convo. N-G-O-V-O Convo. Logo's right above Harrison's head.
Yeah. Check it out. Looks nice. Still looks nice.
Still looks nice. Yeah. Me too.
You can watch every episode on YouTube.com or listen to it by... Listen to it on a podcast by searching up Nova Convo on your podcast service of choice. I'm going too fast.
You really are.
I like to see how fast I can go, though, sometimes.
You're like... Blah, blah, blah.
But today's not the day, unfortunately.
It's
but
okay.
This is episode 133. And it's not really a series review this time around because we're talking about upcoming spring 2024 anime.
Yes.
Anime coming into spring 2024 season? You know, whatever. Sounds better. I don't know. You do. You tell me.
You tell me.
My allergies
You tell us.
Right now. I'm good. But so, I guess beware spoilers. I don't know. There's some things that are continuing.
Yeah.
We'll probably talk about it for a little bit. But mainly just talking about what's coming up. We kind of talked about new releases and news dumpies, if you haven't seen those. But we wanted to
actually have an
episode set aside
talk about it.
What we like, what we don't like, what we are interested in. So we'll be pulling. I'm mainly going off of my Animalist per huge.
Me too.
There's probably other sources that you can look at, but so let us know down below if we missed something or if we just skipped over something and you are excited for it.
Yes,
maybe we'll watch it, maybe we'll talk about it. How will we do series reviews going forward? I don't know. We'll talk
Who
about
knows?
That in private.
In private.
Veronica, spring is usually to me, actually, spring and kind of summer sometimes is usually like the newer stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Recently is what it felt like. I don't know.
And then like fall and winter just continues. Or it's like flipped sometimes.
Or it's flipped. It's just dependent on what's big, right? Actually, this time around it feels like it's just a lot of new stuff.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of cool new stuff. So.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Let's start with you. What are you excited for off the bat?
Well. Konosuba season 3. I am ecstatic about that. That's high up there.
I'll put it now.
Yeah. I'm on
You're in.
I am in. Another one that I'm excited about that I've personally read. Kaiju number 8.
Yes.
Yeah, that one is exciting for me. Obviously, Slime, that time I got reincarnated as a slime, is coming back as well. I think those are my top three.
Top three? Okay.
Yeah, top three.
Okay.
Most excited about.
Can you confirm? Do you know if... Is Bleach supposed to come out this season or is it the summer season?
Summer. It's
summer. Okay. Okay, that's sounds
it didn't, like... They haven't said the date yet, but if it's not announced for spring, then it might be pushed to summer, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So for me, I... Most likely, yes, most of it is just lined up with yours. There is a couple other things that I'm curious about.
Mm-hmm.
Because you mentioned what you said, Konosuba, which I... Dude, it's been years.
It has been
since
years.
That came out.
Yeah.
Season 2 came out... Let's see.
I'm going to look it up.
Because I know it's been a while because I always tell people, it's been enough time that I just tell people, watch season 1, 2. It's fine. Just do it.
It's fine.
It's great.
The movie came out 2019.
Oh, but season 2 came out 2017.
But season 2, yes, 2017.
Dang. Around winter.
It's around been a while.
Time. Yeah. Oh, that's like 7 years, dude.
Yeah. It's been
7 years.
It's exciting.
So many people have been waiting for this. I cannot wait. I haven't read anything still. in that time.
Me too.
I could have.
Yeah.
Because I always just held out hope. I'm like, maybe season 3 will come out. I was on the hopium train.
Oh, no.
As well as the copium train.
Cope and hope. It's fine.
Cope and hope. It's fine. It's here now, so it works.
Yeah. That one's a good one. Yeah, I think I'm really excited.
That's my top. I think that's still my top one.
Okay.
Because I miss it so much.
Yes.
You mentioned kaiju. Yes, I'm interested in that. I also... Did you also say... What was it? Slime. You said slime.
Slime, yeah.
And that one should be, from the looks of the key art, we're finally talking about, and this is kind of spoilers if you haven't seen
season one and two,
we're finally going to the, I think it's the church org, that holy yes, church organization, the
church org. Yeah,
it's been a while. I need a recap on this too, but when did that season come out?
It's been a couple,
it's like pandemic, right? I know they had a movie.
2021 was season 2 part 2.
Part 2. Yeah. Okay.
And then part 1. Yeah, part 1 was also 2021.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was all 2021. The movie came out like 2 years ago. Yeah.
3 years.
It's been a while.
I miss this one too. I've been telling people to watch this as well. It's been great. And I miss it. It's like a feel-good, but also feel-good action.
It's a feel-good action. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Like, it's isekai, but I actually like this one. It's one of a few isekai ones. Actually, it's funny. Top 2 so far for me is the isekais, and I usually don't.
Me too.
I know you don't.
PTSD from isekai here.
Hey, man. Again, your friend did you dirty, or whoever told you did you dirty.
Sure did.
I have Sword Art Online first. I'm like, dude, no.
Absolutely not.
I think another one I was actually interested in was...
Is Demon Slayer on your top list? We both read it.
Yes, it's up there. It's just more like... With how they did the last season, like, it's animated great and everything, but this is where I think Demon Slayer, if you don't read it all... Like, for me, I read it all the way through, right?
In one go, too. Almost in one go.
And... The pacing didn't feel as bad, but I think when you break it up in anime, it's kind of, it's starting to show the cracks of like the issues, right?
Yeah.
Because this arc
starting to get long.
The next things after this, I don't know how they're going to do it.
It'll be hard to split, I think.
Mm-hmm. Because this is essentially a training arc for everyone, which is cool. You get to finally see the rest of the Hashiras in a sense. There's like one and he's like, there's two that became my rising two.
Yeah.
And I won't
we'll,
say too
we'll
much.
See them.
But they're on the cover. They're on the cover straight up. It's like, let me get the names. I'm bad with names. I remember like their attributes, but not the, you know. It's also been years. I haven't read this in years. It's my computer. Anyway, but I think it's the blind one. And then the white-haired one that people hate.
Oh, yeah.
For reasons. Because it makes sense.
Gayumi.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a blind one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I know Mushoku Tensei is coming out.
Have not watched that.
I need to watch it. Yes. I think me that's too. My issue. It's been... I keep hearing it's getting better. So yes. I'm like, shoot.
I'm always hesitant because I have heard the first two episodes are like sketchy. A bit sketchy, so
and I think once you get past that, it's like okay, the arc is important from what I keep hearing. So
yeah,
like, all right, I get it.
How do you feel? Well, My Hero Academia, there's season 7 coming out.
I'm excited, but also I think I've hit the burnout. With it, but I heard it's. Is this one also supposed to be good? From you, you're the one that read it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know the last one was good. It was fun. I think it's been like finally picking up for me.
Ramping up.
How does time work still weird? Does time work in a weird way that it's like Pokemon-esque still?
Yeah. It's a little off-putting.
Okay.
As I'm continuing to read it, I'm like, oh, okay. Where is this going? That's how I feel about reading it right now.
Okay. I mean, I'll watch it because it's Boku no Hero, right? So,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Regardless, I'm in. Let me see. There was like one, I think there was another. Is there anything else for you that popped up?
There's a romance called, what is it called? Spice and Wolf or something?
Spice and Wolf? Okay, yes, yeah, I saw
that's
that.
That's a reboot.
Yeah, okay. I had a feeling you'd bring that up. That's on my list of, like, I'm curious because, it looked interesting. And I'm like, this looks familiar. I don't know why. But
yeah, it's a reboot. So they're rebooting it.
Okay.
I'm excited for that one because I read it. So
oh, you read that
complete,
one?
Yeah, it's a completed manga, yeah.
Nice. I know there's like a continuation from some other stuff as well. I'm trying to pick up names. Can't find it. Holy shit. But the Go-Go Loser Ranger, I think that's...
Oh, yeah.
I'm like kind of interested in that.
I don't know if I'm interested in that.
I may give it a shot and see how it goes.
How about you give it a shot and just let us know?
Okay. Is there a reason that you're not...
I don't know. It just feels very, like, Power Ranger-esque.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I feel like...
That's the point.
Oh, okay. I just feel like I've, you know...
Wait, do you remember the premise of this one?
No.
Okay, because let me just pull it up just in case. I think I remember this.
But it is Power Ranger-esque, right?
It's supposed to be Sentai. Yeah, it's supposed to be based on Sentai.
Okay.
Sentai Rangers. So, let me see. Because I think the shtick on this one was the whole... Let me see. And I could be mixing it up.
It was
the monster infiltrate. Yeah, it was a... Every Sunday. Yeah, every Sunday since the monster... They're forced to act out humiliating defeat. It's like a Sunday show type deal, and then the Rangers come out and beat them every time.
And beat them? Okay.
And it's like... It's supposed to be kind of twisted in that the Rangers are actually the bad guys, but they're portrayed as heroes.
So it's
from the perspective of, I think, the monster...
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so that's why I was kind of interested, because it's like the Rangers, like you said, you're always so used to seeing the Rangers. It's like the flip side. It's like, I think it's supposed to be like the boys. Comment down below. I could be wrong and all this stuff, but the way it was conveyed in the trailers and all that, it's like kind of interesting.
Interesting.
Which...
You'll have to let me know.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
That's another one I actually am interested in watching. I actually thought that was out a lot earlier, but then it was not.
No, yeah.
You know what you should watch? The Newgate one.
Oh, yeah. That was, I remember we announced that.
Yes, we announced that. That's what I was saying. We should watch it. Is that this past week or was that like?
It was this past, it was like 2 weeks ago now.
Okay. Yeah.
No, yeah, that one's on my list.
Okay.
As well.
Is that an isekai? That's the one I don't remember.
It looks like it.
You know why? It's because the protect.
Oh no.
The protect looks like it. And I'm like,
Oh no.
And like you I said what? That as a partial joke, but you know.
You know, I think we'll watch it. I think it'll be on Crunchyroll.
That's what I'm trying to find. I just can't.
You know what I've always been curious about but have not gotten into yet? Laid Back Camp, because there's a season 3 coming out.
Yes, Laid Back Camp, it's,
and people are like raving about it all the time, and I just need to watch it
because my thing is I think I remember being told to watch it way back when.
Yeah,
and it's been like
so 2 seasons and a movie have come out already.
Yeah.
It looks cute. It looks good. And yes. I just want to watch it.
And
we just got to sit down and watch it. That's all.
Yeah. That's really what it is. Because I remember it being highly rated and it was like, yeah. Feel good.
Yeah. It's just that like,
was,
feel good.
But the last time it came out, let me see.
It was like
last
year.
Season 2 was 2021.
Right? Oh, okay.
And there might have been stuff in between. Out. Yeah. I was going to say there's that probably the movie came out in between.
Are you going to catch up to Black Butler to watch this new season?
Probably not in time. Probably not in time.
It will, okay, so as we're recording this, you have about a month to catch up.
I do. You're right.
That's all I'm saying. You have about a month. I know your wife and your brother are both into Black Butler.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. They probably are really excited about that.
You know what's the other thing that I might... Well, speaking of things that we all have watched at some point. Tokyo Revengers, right? Have you seen that Windbreaker one?
I was just going to say, I want to watch Windbreaker.
Windbreaker is on my list as well, actually. Of things I'm like interested in. We'll see if it sticks. But it looks like it's just another, like, it's like Tokyo Revengers without the time travel on all delinquent and all degenerates.
On the I'm on my phone for my anime list. It says action delinquent school as the genres.
Yep. So I guess we'll see how that goes.
Oh, studio is Cloverworks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's cool.
That. Yeah, I did see that. Yeah, that'll be interesting.
I think that one's on my list.
Spy Family and Horimiya and all that, right?
Yeah.
And Fairy Tail?
Yes.
how do you know that?
Wait.
Windbreaker, I think my boss was the one that like sent it to me. He's like, have you seen this yet? Or did you hear about this? I'm like, no. He's like, dude, it's just like Tokyo Revengers.
Yeah, it looks like just like Tokyo Revengers.
I was like, without the time travel? He's like, yeah.
Without the craziness?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I don't know about
You know, there's an ongoing right now from MAPPA, and it's called like Butchigiri or something.
Oh, Butchigiri? Yeah.
And I feel like it's just like Tokyo Revengers, but without the time travel as well.
I think I heard. Yeah,
I think it's like supernatural / like delinquents, but maybe without the time travel. But I want to watch it.
So yes, I heard about that as well. Yeah. I remember you telling us about this one.
Yeah.
Like announcing it. And I only saw it. I saw it pop up yesterday. I don't know how the ratings are.
But that's like winter, so that's a separate thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to go off rant. Ooh, how do you feel about Re Monster? We talked about this months ago.
We did. And I think I was going to give it a shot. I think that's...
But wait, when I tell you the studio, will you give it a shot?
Maybe.
Studio Dean? Netflix Studio Dean? Is it... The silence just... Oh, it's even the... You even sighed.
Man. But, here's the thing. Studio Dean does it for Konosuba, though.
Oh, that's true. So how do you really feel?
I probably still watch it. I'll probably give it a shot. Studio Dean says... It's just because of the censorship with...
Seven Deadly Sins. Yeah.
They've done other stuff, though. I know why she says this, and it's to trigger me on that front. But I had to remind myself that they also do Konosuba. And that's not saying that it's good. It's just... Because it's not good.
But it's good.
But it's hilarious. So I'll take it.
I just love triggering Harrison here.
She does.
It's just so fun.
It's her favorite pastime. It's great.
It really is.
I'll give it a shot. I'm interested. Thanks for reminding me. That was another one.
I was looking at my list and I was like, wow. There's a lot of light novels. Like a lot of isekai light novels.
You weren't aware? I remember from our News Dumpies.
I was like, oh my titles. God. I know. But after looking on like my anime list, I'm like, oh my God. The banished former hero lives as he pleases.
Beautiful. Yeah, I think that's most of it for me.
The popular ones?
Yeah. You have more time than me to like hit the side stuff.
As a reincarnated aristocrat, I'll use my appraisal skill to rise in the world.
Wait, is that a title or a description?
That's a title.
Beautiful. I love it.
It is an adventure fantasy isekai reincarnation.
Beautiful. This is great.
I'm actually having fun reading these.
I think the other one you mentioned was Blue Archive, right?
Yes, Blue Archive. Yes, yeah. Yes. Is that a maybe for
time.
You?
That's a maybe, if I have time. It's just I like to see how people, like, how they do game stuff at times. Because mm-hmm. It's from a game. I don't remember if it was a gacha game or not, but it's from a game.
Sounds like
I assume gacha, honestly. But
I was like, sounds like a gacha
I'm probably game. Wrong. Comment down below. Tell me how I'm wrong.
Or you're right.
Yeah, that too.
Or you're right.
Yeah. Is there anything else? I think.
Let me look.
Yeah, I think my top three is still Konosuba.
Yeah.
Slime. It's a toss-up between Demon Slayer and Boku because it's just ongoing, right? I'm too deep now. I gotta keep going.
I haven't watched this anime, The Misfit of Demon King Academy, but they have season 2 part 2 coming out.
Yes.
But I really want to watch that, so I think that may be on my... That's on my maybe list.
Yeah. I haven't gone into it. I've seen it enough that I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah. Wait, let me read one more light novel name. Oh my god, okay, this one's long.
Read it.
I was reincarnated as the 7th prince so I could take my time perfecting my magical ability.
Is that a brand new one or is that...
It's a brand new one.
Oh, beautiful. Love it.
Just beautiful.
Love to see it. Goddamn.
Okay, no, that's it. I thought it was a long one, but it's not.
Searching for another long name. Damn.
I'm looking for another long name.
Trying to hurt me.
Yeah, an archdemon's dilemma. How to love your elf bride.
Wait, I think I heard that one.
No, yeah, we talked about this one a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Elves are coming back. That's all I gotta say.
Yep, that's true. I will say fantasy genre with the elves is hitting hard. It's actually really cool.
I think Frieren got everyone back in... to elves and the dungeon and delicious too. I think those two are the main culprits.
yeah have you heard of The Unnamed Memory?
No,
that's also on here. It's coming out this season as well. It looks like it's an adventure fantasy.
Interesting.
But it was based off a light novel.
So, okay,
yeah,
okay, cool.
I want to,
I'm excited. This is gonna be a good season, I think.
This is a lot more so. Usually at this point I just kind of like assume I wouldn't watch as much, mm-hmm. because of course it's based off like what I've been watching, but I'm excited. This seems like it's a lot.
Yeah,
the more we talk about it, I was like, wow, I actually had a lot more on my list than I thought. Job me
so much more.
More of the things I'm probably not gonna watch in time. Yep,
it's fine. Always binge it.
Yeah, that's probably going to be the case. But is there anything else?
No, I'm just excited to watch more stuff.
More stuff for our backlog?
See, here's the thing about my little secret is that I just like... It's like, I call it my rolling admission backlog because I'm always like catching up eventually.
Yeah, she will catch up and then she'll get mad that I... that she's like, oh, did you watch this? I'm like, no. She's like,
and then he's always like, no.
It's like, why? This is the whole point. I'm like, yeah, it is.
He's been playing Helldivers. It's fine.
Democracy is too strong.
Propaganda.
She's like pushing me to like catch up on everything else. I'm like, oh, okay. I know. She's like, for the podcast. I'm like, oh, you're right.
I'm always like, for the podcast, though.
It's fine. I'll get it. I'm getting to the important stuff.
Yeah.
But... since that's it, thanks for tuning in. You can follow us on all our socials at NoahConvo and GOVOConvo. If you're on YouTube, comment down below like what you're excited for. Like, let us know like if we missed something or if we did hit something. Like, let us know why you're excited for it. I mean, it's probably ongoing or it's like new or you read it. Just let us know. It's always fun to see.
It is.
Don't forget to hit all the buttons from right to left.
Right to left.
Right to left. You'll see why. But other than that, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.